This, I think it's character. I think it's characteristic indeed of old being, you know, 76. It's physical. I mean, hey, gang, it's physical. I got news for you. You're really in real bodies, you know. And I mean, I get someone charming and said, you know, ages, your body's, this was Duncan, dear Robert. He said, you know, one's body is phenomenal, say, for the first, up until you're about 17 or 18, go through changes, which both boys and girls, men and women, certainly well remember, shifts in their physical body, which effectually changed their sense of their own presence in the sense that was that proposed as a person in the world. Voices dropped, physical breasts, penises, the whole bit. So your voice, for man, a boy, voice drops up, they're talking more, etc. And then you get to be 2022 and things feel reasonably stable. One thing, you may get, you know, wiped one night, but you can be up and pretty much together by the next morning. Things happen, obviously sad accidents occur, illnesses and whatever that imposing time. But nonetheless, your body is reasonably dependable. You put it to bed at night and it's pretty much what you find when you get up in the morning. No metamorphosis. But then you get to be, say, late 40s, early 50s. And you find that you can't see as clearly. You used to be able to see the, you know, feathers on an eagle at 20 miles, but now you find you can't really read the phone book. So, you know, you can get a pair of interim specs for $6-$10 in the Walmarts or whatever. But I remember for myself is the dentist saying, not, you know, this will fix things. This film, not filling, whatever it was, he would say, well, this should hold you. Which is a rather different imagination than that. So all of that begins to change. Your physical way of being in the world alters. And only this time you recognize, not ironically or even with terror, that this, you know, there's not going to, you're not in a passage that's going to take you into, you know, young manhood, whatever. This is it. This is the, as Williams puts it, the descent beckons as the ascent beckons. And memory is a kind of accomplishment, since the places it opens up, places heretofore unknown, is his favorite. That's what everything being always right now is really fact of, interesting, therefore, because of. So, in the last few years, I've been not really engaged with a kind of an appointment in Samara dodge or trying to avoid quote death by moving to wherever, but or even to trying to change remarkably. But I've wanted community with a hunger at times that's absolutely voracious. And so far less interested in simply what I do, as I am in what other people are doing, working with various visual artists, or terrifically with musicians who aren't there simply to back me up, but one of the most terrific compliments I ever got was Steve Swallow saying that I, you know, was as good a horn player as he'd ever worked with. And I don't play any instruments, so that's pretty good. I thought about, as Charles had remarked earlier in the evening, that he says, as soon as I speak, this fact of something speaker speaking. And I had much the same take on I was trying to give a lecture to the Scott Hegan School of Art on imaginations of art as a public fact. And I was asking them, for example, did they themselves as visual artists think there was any way to validate their activity other than the market or the gallery or the museum? Is there anything else that they knew of that might give them validation? I know that as poets there better be something else, because that validation comes, if at all, very late. And so it's anyhow, we don't do it. But I use this poem as the end of that lecture. If I were writing this, which I am writing, if I were writing this with prospect of encouragement, or had I begun some work intended to be what it was, or even then and there it was what had been started, even now I no longer thought to wait, had begun, had found myself in the time and place, writing words which I knew could say ring, dog, hat, car, was rushing, it felt, to keep up with the trembling impulse, the connivance, the words contrived even themselves to be, though I wrote them, thought they were me. This is not the end of the poem. I think it's a bad mistake people make when they presume that they are writing what they think they're writing. Because that's rarely ever the case. And I said, with the connivance, the words contrived even themselves to be, though I wrote them, thought they were me. Once in, once out, turns a roundabout, seeing eyes get the nod, or dogs a mistaken god, god's a mistaken dog, get you home on time, rhymes with time on time, in time for two, a T begins and ends it. A blue-gray edge, trees line it, green field finds it, eyes look. Let the aching heart take over, cry till eyes blur, be as big as you were, stir the pot. Whenever it's sense, look for what else is meant in the underthought of language. Words are apparent. Scene light turns off to the ambient luminescence, there insufficient, no electricians. Same sight, shadows at edge of light, green field again, where hedgerow finds it. Read these words then, and see the far trees, hear the chittering of the birds, share my ease and dependence.